Tunisians staged a protest to support the Syrian government. Students, unionists and politicians supported the victories of the Syrian army in the towns held by the foreign-backed militants. Protesters also denounced the interference of Tunisian authorities in the internal affairs of Damascus and called for the return of the Syrian ambassador.
We are demonstrating to support the Syrian people, the government and the brave army, who are well aware of the foreign political and military conspiracies. We are also calling for the resumption of diplomatic ties between Tunisia and Syria.
The popular support for Syria is growing in Tunisia as people are organizing their ranks to put pressure on the Tunisian government. The government has been embroiled in the conspiracy since the expulsion of the Syrian ambassador and the holding of a conference for the enemies of Syria on our soil. Tunisians will put more pressure to resume ties with Syria, because those who bet on a rapid fall of Syria are wrong, because it will win and it will never fall.
Protesters burned the Israeli flag and denounced the normalization of ties between some Arab countries and Tel Aviv.
We salute the Syrian army for its resistance against a new colonial project. The wise Syrian political leadership has been able to overcome difficulties and to unmask international, regional and Arab conspiracies. Arab countries in the Persian Gulf are agents of colonialism. They are financing terrorist groups from the whole world to counter the Syrian project of resistance and to support Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territories.
Tunisians also accused foreign powers of financing and arming the armed insurgents.
The Saudi, Qatari, and Turkish regimes, as well as the International Muslim Brotherhood organization, are traitors. They have all sided with Zionists and Americans by arming terrorists in Syria. The armed groups are treated by Zionists in Israeli hospitals.
Since the beginning of the war on Syria, Tunisian people have sided with resistance fighters against the foreign-backed insurgency. Now, analysts say the victory of the Arab-Syrian army in many cities will bring more support for Syria and empower its soldiers and leadership. Adnan Shaweshi, Press TV, Tunis.